whole talking head, the science and pseudoscience. Well, first of all, why did I call this playlist Science and Pseudoscience? What is pseudoscience in the first place? Now we hear that word, it's thrown around as one of those, bad words that some people calling themselves scientists sometimes, or scientific sometimes, throw at others who they quickly and effortlessly want to eliminate. But I would say that pseudoscience is any thing calling itself science that is not building upon a proper, solid scientific method. Observation, experiment, and rigorous collection of evidence, and then building a proof on that. And that we find a little here and there. Even in the so-called mainstream establishment, where they tend sometimes to speak of consensus nowadays as the main scientific method, which isn't a scientific method at all, but just popular vote. So, in this playlist, we want to maybe turn the table a bit and show how there is very good and solid science conducted that for some reason is not accepted by the so-called consensus, and ditto scientific theories and ideas and truths, quote unquote, that are accepted by consensus, but rather flimsy ground, and could therefore rightly be called pseudoscience. But we're not going to indulge in that. Rather look at some important science. Some very important scientists. We're talking Nobel Prize winners of the highest caliber. That you may rarely hear of, or that may quickly touched on in textbooks and science education. That's what we claim here. Can really add some significant, important, and very interesting pieces to the puzzle we are trying to piece together, put together here. So, well, some years ago, I don't know about now, it was very popular among so-called New Agers, whatever they're called today, to talk about quantum physics. Kinds of wild claims thrown around. About how spiritual or whatever quantum physics is. But really, why quantum physics? Now, what's interesting here is and I guess that's why the New Agers picked up on this quantum physics. A lot of discoveries, some important discoveries, were made about consciousness. You know, we, the ones who were observing and looking at and exploring the world to start with, using it. For instance, this is what some of the very founding fathers of quantum physics said after years of research. One of those men was David Bohm. Who wrote an interesting book called The Implicit Order or whatever. And in the next episode here, we are going to, or next here, we are going to try to explain that book. In an easy to understand way, in 10 minutes or so. Wish us good luck and see you there.